No bull, just fake. Friday morning, fake news is the game to play. Very real tickets to the PBR. Very, very, very fake news. Well, at least one of them. We give you three news stories. Two of them true. One of them very much not. You tell us which is the fake news story at 817-877-1921. And you have scored your passes to the PBR World of Finals, that Thursday kickoff night for that whole finals weekend there at Dickies Arena. All right, are we prepared?
Yes, sir.
All right, with the three news stories, here is one Heather Lee's story.
Number one.
Tis the season in Texas, and soon you're going to hear them everywhere. The cicadas. But everyone around the country could be getting a different variety. It was 6 years ago today that we were advised to wear masks to avoid the coronavirus. And today, there's a whole new option for COVID-19. It's BA3.2, otherwise known as the cicada variant. It's popped up in 25 states and could really strike this summer.
That is story number one. Moving on to
number two.
Easter Sunday, so exciting for the kiddos. Wake up, hunt for eggs. You may get a new stuffy, toy, or other goodies. New clothes, more stuff from Grandma, and just a bevy of chocolate. It's not just for the little ones anymore. A whopping 33% of adults say, we too deserve an Easter basket. And 1 in 10 would absolutely complain if the Easter Bunny did not deliver.
And then final story, number three.
Number three.
Good Friday has arrived, traditionally a day of mourning, but not for some fun folks in the UK. That's because one group is holding a Good Friday dance party and Easter egg hunt, all completely in the nude. They'll follow it up with a butt-naked three-course Easter feast on the big day. Say it's all to promote naturism, encourage acceptance, and promote the benefits of the lifestyle.
They don't talk about chainsaw size.
Okay, yeah.
There you go. Those are your three news stories. First up, who's this? Where are you?
Good morning, KP. This is Eric in Dublin.
Eric.
Hello.
Top of the morning to you. Good Friday to you there, Eric.
Top of the morning. Happy Easter.
Yes, happy Easter as well. What do you have going on this Easter weekend? You got big plans?
Got to work. Got to work.
Working on an Easter weekend.
Wow, what do you do?
He's a bunny.
Yeah, for the grandbaby and the kids. I guess I won't be bunny.
All right. Well, you're first up here in Friday Morning Fake News, Eric in Dublin. You tee us off. What do you think is the fake news story? One, two, or three?
Gosh dang, I would hope number three, but I'm going to say number two.
Number two. The adults, 33% asked, say they deserve their own Easter basket, and 1 in 10 will flat out complain if they don't get one.
Eric, you're correct.
Oh, dang, boy, right out of the game.
I know.
Look at that.
The thing is, though, two-thirds of us say we deserve them.
Two-thirds?
Yeah.
Not one-third.
25% would complain, calling the supervisor.
Who would do that?
Heather Lee.
I don't know.
I mean, someone who really loves chocolate, Easter and the spirit of the holiday.
Well, many adults that complain about smaller things.
I hope Tiger Woods gets one, otherwise you know who he's calling.
Oh, for crying out loud. It's going to be a busy day over at the White House.
So that means that that we have a cicada variant.
Correct.
Yeah, I've heard about that one.
Why do they call it that? Do we know? Does it just only come up every 17 years?
I would hope.
And then, so they really are going to break down to the, they're going to take it all off over
getting
there in
loose.
The UK?
Getting freaky. Uh-huh. Easter nude dance party and hunt.
And egg hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be careful.
I don't know. I don't know what eggs they're hunting, but.
Yeah. I want to be careful. Bending over, putting eggs in your basket over there.
Excuse me.
Well, buddy, you are set for May 14th. You are there at the PBR.
Woo! Oh, good. I appreciate it, guys.
Just like that, man. Go out and hunt some eggs this weekend. You found it immediately. That's a Friday morning fake news.